President-elect Obamacare replacement.
His goal is to make sure that everybody's got health care.
CIA director fires back.
Mr. Trump has to be very disciplined in terms of what it is that he says publicly.
Deadly weekend storm.
It's actually ice up to an inch thick.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, just days before he takes the oath of office, Donald Trump says his plan to replace Obamacare is nearly completed. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, it might be news to congressional Republicans, Steve, but the president-elect says the replacement plan, featuring much lower deductibles and a goal of insurance for everybody, is all but finished. His spokesman, Sean Spicer, was on CBS this morning.
Not only are they going to have greater access, but they're going to have greater choice.
Ron Pollack at the liberal group Families USA says the devil's in the details.
Until we get those details, the comments about goals can't be taken very seriously.
Mr. Trump tells the Washington Post he doesn't want a government-run single-payer plan. He vows he'll put cost pressures on pharmaceutical companies in spite of their power on Capitol Hill. He says they're not politically protected anymore.
What do we want?
In what may have been one of the last gasps for Obamacare, supporters rallied over the weekend in places like Warren, Michigan.
We are going to be loud! We are going to be strong! And we are going to stop this!
And Milwaukee.
It saved my life. I'm a cancer survivor. I have a pre-existing condition.
Mr. Trump tells the Times of London he'd consider lifting the sanctions the U.S. slapped on Russia after it seized Crimea if Moscow agrees to cut nuclear weapons. The president-elect has tweeted before about increasing nuclear weapons stockpiles. CBS News political director John Dickerson.
If you listen to Donald Trump, there is nothing he says that suggests he's going to confront Russia for anything that it's done, including being involved in the election.
Well, in a tweet last night, the president-elect kept up his war of words with the intelligence community. It came after CIA Director John Brennan on Fox News Sunday dismissed Mr. Trump's suggestion that intelligence people leaked word of an unsubstantiated Russia dossier with potentially damaging information.
I do take great umbrage at that, and there is no basis for Mr. Trump to point fingers at the intelligence community for leaking information that was already available publicly.
The president-elect's weekend criticism of civil rights icon John Lewis is just one of the reasons some Democratic lawmakers say they'll skip Friday's inauguration. Lewis, a congressman from Georgia, says he won't go. He says Russian cyber interference delegitimizes the Trump presidency. California Congresswoman Barbara Lee is taking a pass, too.
Just can't celebrate someone who has campaigned on the denigration of women, wanting our immigration policies to be detrimental to our immigrant community and our young people.
New York Republican Peter King.
I think it sends a very bad signal to the world, bad signal to the country, and it only encourages disunity.
Well, rehearsals have been taking place for the inauguration.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president-elect of the United States.
Well, CBS's Jeff Pegues has more on security.
Pennsylvania Avenue is being transformed for the inauguration, as is security around the nation's capital. The Department of Homeland Security is expecting close to 1 million people in the streets of Washington. Executive Assistant Director of the FBI, Paula Bate, will be watching with representatives from several different agencies.
We're facing a more complex threat environment.
In what way?
Just in terms of the types of attacks that have occurred, things we've seen happen here in the United States and around the world.
You can have unpredictable crowds.
Former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says terrorism isn't the only concern.
Protesters always create a challenge, particularly because they can be a distraction.
Over 350,000 demonstrators are expected in the streets.
At least four deaths are blamed on the winter weather system that blasted through the nation's midsection over the weekend. CBS's Omar Villafranca is covering.
Overnight storms pounded Texas, bringing heavy rains, flooding, and tornadoes.
Whoa.
Two touched down south of Dallas. Heavy winds near one damaged a hangar at the Grand Prairie Airport. Further north, ice, more than an inch thick in some places, crippled parts of the Great Plains in Midwest, crushing trees, cracking power lines, and disabling cars.
Police in Mexico say a gunman shot and killed four people at the Playa del Carmen Resort near Cancun, nine others wounded. At least 37 people died when a cargo plane crashed into a residential neighborhood in Kyrgyzstan. 15 homes destroyed in that crash. The Nation of Oman says it's accepted 10 prisoners from the Guantanamo Bay prison. Closing Guantanamo did not happen during the Obama presidency, as he is set to leave the White House in just days.
The guy who came here is the same guy who's leaving. One of the things you worry about when you're in the bubble is, do you lose touch? And I'm proud that I don't think I have lost touch.
He spoke to correspondent Steve Croft on last night's 60 Minutes. As some of the richest of the rich gather in Davos, Switzerland for an annual economic summit, CBS's Larry Miller has the findings in a new report.
Just eight men own as much wealth as the 3.6 billion people in the poorest half of the global population. The British charity Oxfam says the gap between rich and poor has widened in the last year, and it accuses world leaders of paying lip service to the problem. Oxfam warns if they don't fix it, public anger will boil over and lead to even greater political change than seen in the last year.
A colorful figure from the world of pro wrestling has died.
Superfly perched 15 feet high.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka was 73 and had dementia. His mental competency was an issue recently when murder charges against him were dropped in the 1983 death of his girlfriend. In the NFL playoffs, Aaron Rodgers fired a 36-yard pass in the final seconds of a tie game to tight end Jared Cook, putting the Green Bay Packers in range for kicker Mason Crosby.
It is good! The Packers are moving on!
Crosby's 51-yard field goal as time expired on Fox gave the Packers a 34-31 win over the Dallas Cowboys. The Packers play Atlanta in next weekend's NFC title game. Chris Boswell connected on six field goals as Pittsburgh beat Kansas City 18-16. The Steelers face the Patriots for the AFC crown. A sexually charged word that emerged during the presidential campaign will have a place in some of the headwear at the Washington Women's March set for the day after Donald Trump's inauguration. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Oh. I did try and she was married.
Inspired by the Donald Trump Access Hollywood tape, a couple of women who oppose his presidency have begun what they call the Pussy Hat Project in a small knitting shop in Glendale, California.
We're using the charge of the word to get people's attention and get people to pay attention to women's rights.
Krista Sue co-founded that project with her friend Jana Zweiman, who says knitting the hot pink toppers is simple.
It's a rectangle folded in half, stitched up the sides, and when you put it on your round head, these ears come out.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, the 16th of January, 2017. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.